Hi everyone, it's Lisa here. I just wanted to introduce you to our new pattern of evening prayer, what it will look like and why we are approaching it in this way. But I thought it might be useful to start with some explanation of why we started evening prayer at the very beginning of the lockdown. Our original plan, as some of you may remember, had been to run evening prayer services during Holy Week, just Holy Week, to replace the special services we have each night during that time. But when it became clear that we were potentially going to be locked down for some weeks in a potentially dire situation, we thought it might be a good idea to do this every night as a way of keeping us all connected and as a way of spending time together and with God, and importantly, of praying for the needs of the world during this time of suffering. Several things were really important to us as we planned these services. We wanted to praise God every day, whatever hardships we experienced and whatever the outcome of the lockdown. So we chose a pattern of prayer that would ensure that we did this. We wanted to focus outward, to pray for the needs of the world. I've sometimes thought that as a church, we are a little too inwardly focused. So I wanted us to turn outwards, to join with Christians throughout the world in praying for the needs of the world at this difficult time. And we wanted everyone to be nourished as a church and as individuals, so we decided on weekly communion. Though I have to say, as I was planning this podcast, I suddenly realised that I had led last Thursday's service and completely forgotten about communion. So I must apologise for that. And finally, we wanted to pray the Lord's Prayer together every night. This is an act of obedience, really. Jesus said we should pray these words. And so we wanted to be sure that all our children learnt this prayer and for us to be joined in obedience to Christ. In doing this, I've been supported by an awesome team of people whose voices you have heard over the last 7 weeks. Huge thanks to our pastor, Tim Hart, Elizabeth and Alistair Shaw, Ian Passy, Mel Luani, and most recently, Liz Ward and Tony Bidlake. Dave Horn and our youth pastor, Kate, have also made guest appearances. So I just wanted to say a huge thank you to all of them. They have been a remarkable support and so committed to our prayer time. And we have been thrilled by the number of you who have joined us in prayer. We know that we've sometimes had 200 or 300 people praying with us, perhaps more. We can't know for sure. We're grateful to all of you who sent the link to friends or family outside the church. I cannot tell you what a privilege and blessing it has been to our team to have you with us. I, for one, will never forget this time of praying together, this sense of us being on our knees together, praying for the world. So thank you. As we come out of this lockdown, though, we needed to think how we might sustain and develop this praying community in new ways. As we open up to the new normal of level 2, how might we stay together while not putting too much strain on our team of leaders who are all now busy with work and other commitments? We want to keep these essential aspects of prayer going: worship, intercession, and nourishment. So we're taking a three-step approach. This is what we're going to do. First, I want to say this really, really clearly. While we hope and pray that this doesn't happen, if we go back to level 3 or 4, we will return to daily evening prayer, and we'll let you know about this on the church website. Second, whatever happens, we invite you to join us on Wednesdays and Sundays for an evening prayer time, much as we have been doing. So mark these days, 7 o'clock, Wednesday and Sunday, in your calendars. Most Wednesdays we will share communion together, again to nourish us spiritually as individuals and as a community for the service of God. And finally, for those of you who have grown accustomed to daily evening prayer and would like to continue, We are going to record a podcast for each of the other days of the week, which you can reuse. So you can listen to it every Monday or every Tuesday. Each week we will provide a different set of Bible readings to go with these services so that you can read those from your Bibles. I hope that makes sense, and I do so hope you will continue to join us, whether that's praying with us on Wednesdays and Sundays or praying together each evening. It may take us some time to get this transition space right, so if you have any other thoughts about how we might approach our prayer time during this transition or any other aspect of evening prayer you think we need to be doing, please get in contact with me. We would really love to hear from you. You can find my contact details in the church directory, or you can message me, Lisa Emerson, on Facebook. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for the privilege of journeying with you, and may the blessings of God enfold you. Ka kite anō, and we will all look forward to praying together again in the coming weeks.